The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
From the fight capital of the heavyweight division in Central Europe to boxing rings around the world, this is OTG, Heavyweights of Boxing Talk, the first official spin-off series of the On the Grind Boxing Podcast on the On the Grind Talk Radio Network. Join your host, Dino Chelik, each week as he's joined by a member of the On the Grind boxing team to bring you the best in heavyweight boxing talk. And now, here's Dino.
Welcome to OTG Heavyweights of Boxing. Because of the abbreviated main show, there's lots of stuff to wrap up from last weekend. And for that, I want to welcome Willa and D. Hey, guys.
What's happening, man? Pleasure to be here.
Doing good, Nino, as always.
It was actually a pretty busy weekend. So we had this matchroom card in London where Anthony Joshua fought, Dillian White, Chisora, same card, some other fights, caught quick fighting and all that. So maybe we should just get into the main event quickly. I mean, it was a mismatch between Anthony Joshua and Eric Molina. So nobody really thought it would be competitive, but I would have said it was a total mismatch. It didn't look competitive for a second. So what was the point of this fight?
It was to get Joshua some more rounds, you know, before he fought the big dog. No, this was just another look good fight for Joshua, like most cats his age are having these days. But, you know, as we saw at the end, the big dogs are here. He's ready for that big payday.
Yeah.
And I hate to admit when Suge's right. You know, I really, really, really hate to admit when Suge's right. But, you know, he might be right. It's going to be his time's coming soon, man. Joshua's time's coming soon. Real soon.
Right.
As I predicted.
But why was Wilder having so much more problems with Molina? I mean, he was getting rocked by Molina and had this tough fight for 9 rounds or something. And Joshua made him look like a total bum. So, D, what do you think was the difference there?
We looked at a perfect example of he lost the fight before he even got in the ring. The intimidation factor, I think, set in. I don't know how many times he's been overseas fighting. You know, I don't know what his history is, but you could clearly see he was scared. He's scared shitless. I don't think he threw 2 punches.
Uh-uh.
He didn't land, like, next to nothing. You know? And he was scared, man. Literally.
Mm-hmm.
Did it look like that to you, Nino? He looked scared to me.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, he went to Poland to fight Adamek and knocked him out, so... But Adamek isn't, of course, as scary as Joshua is. So I don't know.
There's a difference between a big, tall, skinny guy that you think you could whoop because he has no legs. You're like, hey, I touched this guy, I can get him. And a guy that's built like, you know, He-Man in there. You know, so yeah, he just had more confidence with Wilder. I mean, but he did go to sleep, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So
it didn't matter.
I mean,
he's a bum.
He should have just swung for the fences or something like that, just in case he connects with something. But he didn't throw anything, so it was a total failure by Molina. But yeah, what was more interesting was, of course, the announcement. Just a couple of minutes later, Eddie Hearn and Vladimir Klitschko came to the ring to announce a big fight, April 29th in Wembley Stadium. So yeah, it was supposed to happen already this year, but then some complications got in the way. But now it's official. We get to see this big fight between Klitschko and Joshua. And yeah, are you guys excited about this, Willa?
Yeah, I think it's good. We're going to see if, let's say, it's hard to say. I am excited because we might be able to see if Joshua's the real deal. You know, he would be stepping up all the way to the top. He's stepping up to one of the best, maybe. Could be still if Klitschko's is any good anymore. We could be watching, you know, Joshua's become the man, you know. Fury's done. He's not the man anymore. I don't care what anybody says. He gave it up. He did whatever he wanted to do. So what belt are these for?
I think he's going to be one of the men. You ain't going to be the man until you beat Wilder. So, I mean, we still got Wilder.
He's the man because he's going to have the belt. What belt are these
for? No, it's the IBF and the vacant WBA super title.
Okay, so he's going to have two belts, and then there's two other guys with belts, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, so he's the man. He's the, I think they call that the lineal, maybe. I don't know. Lineal, you got to have three. But he's the man with, you know, he's got most belts, and he's the guy that the people want to see. And then that's just going to set up the super fight. So I'm excited because there's only one other fight that the big fight that we all want to see is next. UK brother against the USA brother. That will be the next fight, you know. And we'll see, unless he is too robotic and his skills aren't that good. You know, if Klitschko is at 80-90%, maybe, you know, he can – He's been doing this for a long time, and his game might, you know, his skills, his actual boxing skills might be able to take over this young guy because he's still very, very young in the pro boxing game. So, But he's a young hoss, and he's probably going to knock Klitschko out. And that's what I'm going to put my money on, the KO.
Yeah, but, I mean, you have to consider that Joshua until now only fought a pretty easy opposition. So B or C level guys. So the best guy was Dillian White, who isn't that good. And yeah, how many rounds did he fight? Joshua, 50 rounds maybe in his whole career. And Klitschko has something like close to 70 fights. So.
But Klitschko could be washed up. The last Klitschko we saw gets knocked out by Joshua.
Yeah, I mean, that was the Fury fight. But
yeah, I mean, Joshua knocks that guy out that ain't throwing no punches, that's scared. See, Klitschko went in there. He couldn't do nothing. He got scared. So what happens when he gets hit real hard, real, real hard at 50 years old?
Keep in mind also, Vlad used to people talking trash, but no one talked as much trash as Fury. So I think it got to Vlad a little bit leading up to that fight. It's something he ain't never experienced before. I think a little bit of that talking got to him.
I don't understand that. What does a little bit of talking makes you make little bit of talking makes you make mistakes? Like if somebody's talking noise to you, that makes you get out of your game.
Mm-hmm. Fury is also bigger than all both of them, Joshua and Vlad.
Yeah, I think.
So I mean, could have been that couple of inches intimidating.
I think he struggled a little bit with the reach and all that. So he couldn't get inside.
Yeah.
Like I was saying
that people talking noise gets you out of your game. That doesn't make you just stop. You know, somebody talking noise to me or, you know, I talk noise to somebody to make them make a mistake. Not to, you know what I'm saying? Klitschko's been in that, you know, that noise, they didn't have nothing to do with it. It was what happened in the ring. He got old, I think, in the ring. I don't think it had nothing to do with trash talk. Klitschko's been getting trash talk this whole time. He wasn't worried about that. People, if he was in his head, he would have made a mistake. He wasn't throwing no punches. He wasn't trying to make a mistake. You know what I'm saying? So I think he just got out. The guy was too long and too good that night. Klitschko might be old. And if he's old, he's going to sleep early. If he's okay, he's going to sleep late.
Yeah, but against Joshua, he will have an easier time getting in range because they're both exactly the same size. So, yeah, it could be just a matter of who lands first in this fight.
Maybe. I know you're a Klitschko guy, Nino, so you just don't want to say what we all are going to say. But Klitschko's going to sleep, man. This is it. This is last payday. Like Michael Jackson said, this is it.
Everybody's reign comes to an end, man.
It's over. And, he got beat by Fury, who's damn near a bum himself. He's about to get knocked out.
Come on, now.
By Hawks.
As bad as I hate Fury, I ain't going to call him a bum, but hey. I'm leaning towards the experience down that stretch could benefit Vlad, man.
Okay, so you got money on Vlad. Make sure anybody putting money up on Vladimir Klitschko just hit me. I'm taking bets.
Yeah?
Just let me know. I'm taking bets.
I tell you this much. If he hits clean, if he touches Vlad clean like he's done some of these other bums, it probably will be lights out. Because he ain't going to be able to take those kind of punches like that, I don't think. He wasn't able to take those kind of punches in his prime like that.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, Vladimir is known that he doesn't like to fight punches too much. So yeah, that's when he has most trouble, and he's very cautious when he fights a real puncher. So usually the technical guys he has no problem with. But yeah, he knows that he's vulnerable a little bit, and he tries to protect his chin. And with big punches, one punch can change the fight, and that's what Klitschko wants to avoid.
And also, you gotta ask yourself, well, what's gonna happen when Vlad touches him and really lets go like he should have did with Fury? What's gonna happen then? Gonna happen to him?
Okay. Nothing. Vlad is done, man. Hey, let's just keep it real. Vlad is done. He doesn't like to fight punches. Now he's about to fight maybe between him and Wilder, the top punches in the game, one of the top punches in the game. So he's just cashing out. This is the last hurrah. You know, he thinks he can go in there and show this young kid something, which is probably what he's thinking. And if, like I said, if he's 90%, he can get the win. But I don't think he's 90%. I think he's more like probably 75%.
Yeah, probably, you know, Hearn and them are probably thinking, okay, this is the perfect time. This would be the longest layoff he's ever been. Mm-hmm. Vlad ain't fought in over a year, probably. How long has it been, you know?
Yeah, in April it will be 18 months, actually. So.
Oh. So they probably say, okay, we could catch him at the right time.
No, they're not saying that right time. Joshua's been calling him out since day one. It ain't about no right time.
You and I both know he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready, man.
I can't go. I'm not going to go off
what you
say.
Nobody, man.
Hey, check this out. This is why. I'm not going to go off what you say about a man. I'm going to go out what the man says about himself. He says he wanted to fight Klitschko. It was supposed to happen.
I go off history and proofs.
It was supposed to happen before, so the layoff ain't had shit to do with it because it was supposed to happen already, right? So they don't have shit to do with it. He thinks he can knock this old guy out, and that's what a young hoss should think.
I don't see it being like that right there. If he do it, Vlad's gonna run out of gas down that stretch, and just be, you know, tired from, you know, doing his thing and getting caught a few times here and there. He's gonna catch him late if it's gonna happen like that right there. If Vlad lets Joshua those hands go and establishes, you know, he got power too, and he still got some bang in him too. It's gonna be a good fight if it happens like that right there, man. We could see. I can't wait. Damn, I wish it was in the States. Shit. Me and Simon was talking about going to that. I said, man, that is on the bucket list to go over there and look at a fight, man, somewhere over on that side right there.
Hey, D, you couldn't even get to Las Vegas. Stop it, dog.
I could have, man. Shoot, man. It was too late. I wasn't about to spend $1,000 on a round-trip ticket, man. I said, nah, man. I'll pass on that.
I wish he had that trumpet noise. Man, perfect time.
Yeah.
Glad I didn't go to that. Because, hey, that's a whole nother topic. You already know. You already know, man. You in denial, along with so many other people.
So Nino is leaning towards Klitschko, his guy, right? Nino... Klitschko is your favorite boxer of all time?
No.
Is that safe to say?
No.
Top five?
Yeah, top five maybe, yeah.
Okay, so you're leaning. You don't want to see him go out like that.
Oh, Vlad is in my top five, too.
I can tell. That's why y'all picking the old ass guy.
One time he was my best heavyweight.
Yeah.
You know?
I know how it feels, man, to pick one old guy to win, but it's probably going to last. It's going to be worse.
We know you love V-Hop. We know that one. We know all about that.
It's going to be worse than that.
I mean, it could be interesting if Klitschko pulls out like a Pulev performance where he was countering him with left hook immediately.
Yeah.
And he catches Joshua with left hook and stuns him early.
After we see that, you know, after he don't wore himself down a little bit. See, that's the thing, man. I ain't putting all that stock in Joshua like that. He's a killer for the first five rounds. What do we know? We don't know.
Yeah, so Klitschko should be cautious in the first 4 or 5 rounds. And then it could become interesting. But if it's going to be early KO, most likely Joshua will win. But down the stretch, it could be interesting. We don't know how Joshua does in the later rounds and Klitschko.
You know anything about a rematch, Nino?
I'm pretty sure there could be one. So, I mean, especially if the outcome is demanding it, then it would be stupid not to do one. Because
well,
now
Vlad ain't got no belt, so I don't know what kind of bargaining tools is in that contract.
Now, if Vladimir loses, yeah, no. Then it's over. No, I mean, if Vladimir wins, then there could be a rematch.
Okay.
So, otherwise, no.
Yeah, I don't know why Joshua didn't go after this Pulev guy, huh?
Yeah.
He should have went after that.
He should have fought Pulev right now in December and better preparation.
That's easy work. He wants the big dog. That's easy work. That's
yeah.
That's easy work. He's going for the big dog. Then he's going for Wilder.
Pulev would have given him some rounds at least in other than Molina, who was just a punching bag.
Right.
Pulev would have stood there until maybe around 8, 9.
Right.
So would have been a better preparation.
Yeah, I think Ruiz would have given him a better fight than definitely better fight than this bum he got in the ring with this past weekend.
For sure. But did you guys see the stare down photos of the two where they stand next to each other? And yeah, Klitschko looks in remarkable shape for a guy who has been out of the ring for more than a year, wouldn't you say? And who is over 40 right
40,
now.
40, 40, how old is he, Nino?
He's 40, he's about to turn 41 next year.
Okay.
So he looks pretty good, already in fighting shape, I would say. At least judging by the looks.
Yeah, no, I mean, he always does. I mean, he does stay in shape, you know, I give that to him. But hey, as we saw, he was looking in good shape last fight. He didn't do shit, but let everybody down. So hey, once they let you down, Nino, it's over, bro. Especially when they're 40. So I mean, hey, I know y'all want to just try to keep hope alive, but it's done, man. It's about to be embarrassing. This could be a Pacquiao night type of deal. Hope there's an ambulance close.
I'm pretty sure there is. Yeah, so you guys think it's going to be a KO definitely, or could it go the distance also?
Anything could happen. You know, like
Vlad,
I said,
Vlad does what he's supposed to do. He can win that on a decision. He can win it on a decision. Because let me tell you, once it does get to 7, 8, 9, 10, and you know, after that, I'm sure it's going to be in the back of Joshua's head. Oh shit! I ain't never did this before, and we can see a different, I think, yeah. So, Vlad could win that on 12 rounds.
But, yeah, we also got other stuff to cover. So, did you guys watch the Ruiz versus Parker fight for the vacant WBO title?
I did.
No.
I did. Nino, I think I could see people saying Ruiz won that fight, I think.
You think so?
You say Ruiz, right? You say Ruiz and Olev?
Yeah.
Is that what you said just now?
Ruiz and Parker, yeah.
Parker, okay.
Yeah. So
I
you
thought
think,
he did enough to win it.
I mean, it was a close fight, but I think that Ruiz gave away too many of the middle rounds.
Right.
So that's where he wasn't as active, wasn't throwing enough. And then, yeah, Parker pulled away. And in the end, it was competitive again. So Ruiz couldn't possibly think that he could go to New Zealand and win such a fight where some people see it 7-5 for him, some people see it 6-6 or 7-5 for Parker. So I thought that Parker slightly edged it. But Parker didn't look too great in that fight. So I wasn't too impressed. So he wasn't throwing any combinations that he usually does. Yeah, he also didn't show that power that people know him for. So, yeah, what do you think of the performance by Parker? Did his stock drop a little bit?
I believe so, man. He's easy pickings for, he's easy picking for Wilder. Wilder stops him, definitely. You know, if I was Briggs should shoot after Parker. Briggs should shoot after him, man. You know, that'd be the guy I'd go for if I was Briggs. You know, Hay would beat him.
Yeah, Hay probably also is looking at the WBO title right now. So it's pretty safe to say that Parker is now the weakest champion in the division. Would you say so?
Definitely, definitely.
Wait,
man, I was pulling for Ruiz to win that. That's how it goes, I guess.
Yeah, people were questioning Ruiz a little bit. So they were saying it would be a pretty easy fight for Parker. But I think that Ruiz showed that he's a quality guy. I mean, he's not the best heavyweight in the world or something like that. But I said on a show with Paddy that it would be a competitive fight against Parker. And yeah, Ruiz showed that that he's technically quite well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's better than an Areola. He's better than an Areola. I think, you know, he's in between, you know. Yes. Areola in the top guys.
Yeah, he's fast. Also, his stamina isn't too bad, so he still threw a lot of punches in the end. So his stock went up a little bit, but Parker's went down a little bit. And yeah, maybe somebody like Wilder is looking right now at Parker to unify titles. Wouldn't you say that would be an easy fight for Wilder? Or he thinks it would
Wilder,
be?
Go ahead. If I was Wilder, I'd go ahead and take that fight, get it overseas somewhere. Go ahead and get into that feeling back. He's been overseas fighting before. It's been a while, though.
Mm.
You know, and I'd try to get that fight overseas. I wouldn't take that fight in the U.S. Go ahead and get used to fighting over there, because in case, you know, eventually you're going to have to fight a big fight over there. Eventually.
Yeah, but most likely Parker would have to come to the U.S.,
The U.S.
Yeah, because Wilder isn't going to New Zealand, that's for sure. So, yeah, that opens up, I think, the possibility of a unification fight, because Wilder thinks he's not that good, maybe. Yeah, but, I mean, the whole mess only started when Fury gave away the titles, so that's why we have now titles split in all directions and have a guy like Parker, who is more like a prospect, already have a title. So, little unfortunate, but yeah, good thing for New Zealand that they have a champion there. Will be very happy.
Yeah,
but
he's definitely not a threat. He's not a threat.
I mean, he could become one, so he's still young and learning. So if he improves a little bit, 2 years' time, he will be definitely a threat, maybe. Yeah. No?
I think he lacks the power like that. Against somebody that can take a punch and got a little bit of skills, you know, and versus the guys that, you know, that are up at the elite. Somebody that can bang, that got a little bit of skills, I don't see him beating those guys.
Right.
Time to tell. We'll see. Hey, everybody changes, and like you say, he is young.
Yeah, but another fight we should talk about is the Chisora versus Dillian White fight on the undercard of Joshua. So did you catch that?
I think that was a robbery. You know, that was a robbery.
Yeah,
they robbed Paul White, and that fucked up, too.
You think they robbed Chisora?
Yeah. How'd you see it?
Chisora looked better than in his last couple of fights. So he looked very motivated, very aggressive. And yeah, he looked powerful also, because he didn't look always powerful. Yeah, he was putting a lot of pressure on White. But White
had him hurt a few times, he had him hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like to me. So he had him hurt a few times in that fight, it looked like to me.
Yeah, at least two times, I think.
Okay.
But it didn't have enough power to put him away.
He spent so much energy trying to. So yeah. That's what killed that, I think.
Yeah, so he punched himself out in two rounds, and then White would come back and win the next round.
Right.
Yeah, so White also won some rounds by just staying outside and jabbing him. And Chisora tiring a little bit and not doing enough. So yeah, that's why you got this problem with the judging. So yeah, Chisora won the rounds big, but still won them 10-9, and White won them just by little or by not doing much, but still also got the 10-9 round. So so that's why people thought that Chisora won. But yeah, I think a draw would have been all right.
You know, they should at least give it a draw, man. That was a fight that I definitely would want to see again.
Yeah, it was a good fight.
Now, not so often.
Yeah, and they could do a rematch. I don't see why not. So yeah. What's interesting is that this was some sort of WBC eliminator. So maybe Eddie Hearn will try to get White the title shot against Wilder. But based on what you saw, White probably give Wilder no problems.
Let me tell you, he's going to come forward. Chisora is going to come forward.
No, White, because White won the fight.
Oh, White. Dylan White? Oh, man.
So White could get the Wilder shot.
Yeah. Definitely. I see Wilder beating him. Not easy.
No.
But not all that much trouble, neither.
Hmm.
I see him stopping him, similar to the way Joshua stopped him, maybe a little quicker.
Yeah, because White just comes forward and would get punched in the process. So he just walks into punches, probably.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see him being a punching bag there for Wilder in that one.
Mm. That's true, yeah. So, yeah, we'll see if it's really a WBC eliminator, because they're very generous with those ones. So, first, Wilder is going to have to go through Alexander Povetkin. And Povetkin is fighting on Saturday against Berman Stiverne.
That's going to be an interesting one for me right there.
Think so?
Yeah,
I think that
Stiverne... Didn't Stiverne just lose here against somebody? Didn't he just lose, though?
No,
couple fights though. He looked bad, I thought.
Against Wilder, yeah.
No. After the Wilder fight.
Yeah, he got dropped in the Derrick Rossi fight, but he won.
Okay.
He won, but didn't look so good. So
didn't look good. Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll see if he can put something together. And you know, a lot of people are calling. You know, Stiverne was sick, and when he fought Wilder.
Yeah.
And all this and all that, he wasn't 100%. And so that's one fight I'd like to see again, because I think the same outcome would happen again.
Yeah, I think he's shot Stiverne. So
think Povetkin stops him.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, Povetkin.
Looking for the network of that. Do you know what network that's going to be on?
It's going to be some Russian stream.
Okay.
I have to catch some Russian stream. So if anybody's interested, I'll probably post a link in the Facebook group.
All right. So that's going to come out real early in the morning.
Check it out. Yeah, could be around, I don't know, 11, 12, something, where you at.
Okay.
Or maybe a little later. I don't know. Depends on the undercard. Yeah, I think that Povetkin stops him. Yeah, Povetkin looked good, probably because he was on the juice a little bit.
No way he could be still on that juice, huh? No way, huh?
You know, no, maybe? He's WADA tested now.
Okay.
So, won't be possible, most likely, to be still on the juice. So, yeah, I still think that he's improved in his time in Russia, and I think he was just a bit too active and take him apart bit by bit. Stiverne is sometimes a little inactive, and... Yeah, he's not the fastest guy, so Povetkin will just land punches, and then, yeah, somewhere down the line he'll land something big, and I think, yeah, that will be the end of Stiverne. Also, nobody really wants to see a rematch against Wilder, so Povetkin, at least that's a fight we haven't seen, so Povetkin, Wilder.
You got your naysayers like Mr. Shagreen saying, you know, he was sick, it wasn't 100%.
Yeah, so, but whatever.
I mean...
But we've seen the fight, so Povetkin is something new, more interesting. So, yeah, Povetkin, I got him by stoppage. So yeah, Willa, we were just talking about the Povetkin versus Stiverne fight, which is coming up Saturday.
Coming up, yeah.
Yeah, so who's your pick in that one?
Nino, you're asking me who's my pick in this bum fight, right? Like, you know, Stiverne... Last time we saw Stiverne, you know, he got dogged. No, that wasn't the last time. Last time we saw Stiverne, he wasn't looking good, right?
Right.
I think he barely won, like, maybe a close decision. Maybe he got a gift, if I'm thinking correctly.
Against Derrick Rossi.
Yeah, so, you know, he's done.
Yeah.
Povetkin, I guess he's all right. You know, he's not. So that's who I'll probably go with, Povetkin. Last time we saw Stiverne, he was done.
Yeah.
Wilder beat the hell out of him. He beat the fight out of him.
Yeah. I think he's done too. So, did you catch the Chisora versus White fight?
I did not catch the fight, but I saw some highlights. Looked like a pretty good fight.
Yeah.
What I saw, Chisora was putting in some good work for an old guy. So,
yeah.
You know, I really wasn't interested in the fight, but it sounded like it came out pretty good from what I saw.
Yeah, it was slugfest, 12 rounds. So, a lot better than the main event, of course.
Right.
So people were happy with the fight. Potentially, we could see a rematch. So it was one of the better heavyweight fights in recent times. So that was good.
Yeah, 12. yeah, I definitely saw, you know, I saw a little buzz on it on Twitter, so I went back and caught it. And I didn't catch the fight. I just saw a little like the highlights.
Yeah.
And it looked pretty good. You know, I was gonna check it out. I just ain't had no time. But
yeah,
you know,
still check it out.
12 round slugfest for heavyweights. That's also saying a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that these guys either got super chins or they're not punching that hard. Punching that hard, so I'll let y'all pick.
Yeah, so we still gotta also wrap up the Charlo Williams fight. So I'm guessing you guys have caught that great KO by Jamal Charlo.
I didn't watch it live, but I did watch highlights. Pretty much the whole.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I was surprised, man.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I'm you know, Charlo's from Houston, hometown guy. Yeah, I was surprised that he was putting that pop on that boy like that. You know. I picked a KO, but I didn't think he was going to do him like that. Yeah, I'm doing a stanky leg. Yeah, I'm looking real fooly out there, man. He's mm-hmm. You know, that pop is real. I think people are heard a little buzz on Twitter about steroids or whatnot, but, you know, he's been knocking boys out for a long time, you know. Usually young brothers ain't on steroids at 20. He's probably like, what, 28? You know, that ain't steroid. That ain't steroid range. He's going to get stronger and stronger, you know. As these years go by, so I'm not buying the steroid shit. He knocked that guy out, Julian Williams. Damn, I thought it, you know, light middleweight, junior middleweight is a, you know, like I say all the time, is the best division. And J-Rock was one of the reasons why. But shit, you go to sleep like that. I mean, he didn't go to sleep, but, you know, you get beat up like that, you know. Goddamn. Are you that good, or is Charlo that? I don't think Charlo is that good, but he's punching that hard, though. So, you know, he's punching hard. He didn't sleep him all the way, you know. So I could see Williams coming back. His eyes weren't closed, but
I mean, you know, Syme,
good fight, though.
Syme contacted me and he drew some comparisons with Amir Khan. He called him Julian Khan. So maybe maybe Williams' chin isn't that great. So that's maybe why Charlo looked like such a beast in that one.
Maybe. I've seen Williams take some shots, though. I want to say I have. I can't remember who he fought last time, but I saw last time I fought because he got me hyped because he was taking some shots from, but I mean, it was from nobody, so.
Yeah.
You know, who really knows, but I don't know. We'll see, man. We'll see. Like I say, Charlo's just going to get stronger and stronger. So if he's knocking boys out like this, it's gonna be tough.
You say, look out, Triple G, huh? Damn.
I mean, Triple G don't want to fight. Nah, he's probably a little too. Well, no, he's big. He's the bigger guy. He might be all right for Triple G. He's looking out. He wants Canelo. You know, everybody wants the big fight.
Yeah,
Nobody's worried about Triple G.
Yeah, would you pick Canelo over Charlo?
Hell yeah. What the fuck you think this is, Nino?
I'm asking D.
Oh.
Hey, you're only good as your last few fights.
And let me ask you a question.
I don't think I would go with Canelo in that right there, man. That boy bangs.
Hmm.
What would he do against Canelo, man? I mean, what would Canelo, you know? Canelo would take shots, but I don't know if he could take one like that.
Canelo worked that body and then put him to sleep. He ain't hitting Canelo like that.
My opinion right now, I think he would stop Canelo, man.
Of course.
Right now.
Yeah, no, of course. But no, nobody's worried about Triple G. They want the money. They want the big fight. Canelo Charlo in Houston. Yeah, that's probably a big fight.
Yeah.
So maybe
could,
not.
We could see it, man.
Maybe not supreme as far as people.
Canelo there. Triple G this year. He said it today on the first take.
This year? Well, he only got like days left.
2017. September 17th.
Yeah, 17.
I don't know. Most likely we'll see. Well, more likely we'll see a fight like Charlo versus Canelo than Triple G.
That's fine with me.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a good fight. Would be a good fight, I guess. So
Laura's about to fight somebody. Yeah. I think they just saw that recently.
Laura's fighting Yuri Foreman.
My God. But yeah.
Yeah. He's going to knock him out.
That's pretty bad choice.
Yeah. It is.
So that's the guy that was fighting with one leg against Miguel Cotto.
Yeah.
So that's why they call him Peg Leg Yuri Foreman.
Yuri Peg Leg Foreman, yeah.
So that guy...
I think Yeah, he's fighting him because I think isn't the other brother supposed to fight what's the other guy? Armada? What's his name? Andrade. Andrade.
Maybe.
Isn't that the other guy's name?
Yeah, Andrade.
Yeah, he's supposed to, I think the other brother is supposed to fight Andrade. So that doesn't leave anybody else for Laura to fight, especially when, you know, Baby G won't fight him, you know. So he's just trying to stay busy. This is just a stay busy fight. Look good. People want him to look good. He's going to look good against Foreman. Yeah. Knockout. And then Triple G can't say people don't know who he is after that.
Yeah, but Laura doesn't want to fight the Charlos because they're his stablemates and training buddies.
No. He's exactly. So he's waiting for, right, if Charlo wins, then yeah. If the other Charlo beats Andrade, which I don't think will happen, then yeah. Then that's, they locked it down. And it got real boring real soon. But hopefully the Jamel Charlo fights Andrade, and I think he's going to lose. And then we'll see Laura Andrade. And then hopefully he's going to knock Foreman out. He'll do good against Andrade, and then Triple G won't be able to deny him anymore.
Yeah, we'll see. I just think it's bad that Laura just rules out unification fights against two guys. And yeah, that
it's bad, but
yeah,
those are his guys.
Yeah, so what? I mean, he is not the real brother. He's just the odd triplet.
They brought him in. That's more love. You gotta love your brother, but if you bring somebody and make him your brother, that's even more love.
Mm.
So you know, it is, you know, hey, I don't get mad at people not wanting to fight their bros. It is what it is, man. People shouldn't. I don't think that's that crazy to not fight a guy that you say is your brother, if that's your guy. This is fighting. I know everybody wants to act like it's not punching each other in the face, but everybody can't. It doesn't have what it takes to punch their brother in the face or to punch their best friend in the face.
Yeah, but Lara is becoming a little irrelevant at the moment. So he's fighting guys like Delvin Rodriguez, then Jan Zavek.
Delvin Rodriguez fought... didn't he fight against the pound for pound number one fighter?
Delvin Rodriguez did.
Not Rodriguez. I'm thinking of
Delvin Rodriguez fought against Cotto.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about the guy. No, I'm thinking about someone else. The brown guy that fought Ward. His name was like.
Oh, yeah.
No, I thought it was Delvin.
Edwin Rodriguez.
Edwin Rodriguez. Yeah, there we go. That's what. Okay, Edwin. There we go.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. I mean, yeah, Laura is coming irrelevant, but. He's been irrelevant, sort of, but we all know as boxing fans that he isn't irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? He's been irrelevant, but to us, we know that he is one of the top boxers in the game. So, yeah, hopefully he gets a good fight. I think he'll fight Andrade pretty soon.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, Andrade has also the possibility to fight Jack Kulka in Germany for easy belt. So,
oh, well.
We'll see. Not. So, D, we got now also the goodbye fight by Hopkins coming up against Joe Smith.
Yeah, it'll be terrible if he loses that.
Yeah, so you're going to watch that?
I know that could break Willa's heart right there.
Yeah.
If he loses that.
So you've seen the Joe Smith fight against Von Farah?
Say it again?
Did you watch the KO of Smith against Von Farah?
I didn't.
Because he stopped Von Farah in one round.
Yeah, these highlights of Joe Smith, I think he's knocking boys out. I mean, hey, I don't know what the hell Hopkins is doing, really. I'm a little nervous.
Okay.
What I seen is looks like he's just punching boys in the face and knocking them out.
Yeah, Joe Smith is a little unpolished. He isn't a full-time boxer. I think he still works construction or something like that.
Huh.
But,
oh, man.
But he's a powerful guy. Young. Hungry. So he'll come to fight. So
no, he's gonna come to fight. Just he's coming to knock the old guy out.
Damn!
Just like Joshua.
I don't want to see that. I can't stand B Hop. I don't want to see that. And
B Hop, hey,
damn. Huh?
He's not punching like Kovalev. You know, we're gonna see. I don't think he's gonna get knocked out, but he is old. No, so you never know.
Yeah, and he looks especially old, or he has aged maybe since the Kovalev fight a lot, it seems. He looks...
No, that Kovalev fight took a lot out of him.
Yeah, he looks now...
But, you know, he's smart enough.
He said he looks about 60 now.
Yeah. Yeah, when he was fighting Kovalev, he looked okay for his age, and now he looks really old, so I don't know.
He's aging. That's that last one, man. I think he, hopefully, you know, I'm going to just go with, hey, my man, he's smart enough to not go out like that.
Yeah.
But, hey, who knows? I just said Kovalev was going to go out like that, so maybe Hopkins does too.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that Hopkins probably knows what he's getting himself into. And, yeah, if he can do something like in the Shumanov fight, yeah, where he was just outsmarting the guy and just exploited his holes and lack of experience, then Hopkins could get away with the win.
The way money's changing hands right now behind the scenes, in my opinion, that boy probably could take some money, man. Let Hop beat him, man. Damn. I hope that's how it goes on. I don't want to see Hop get beat up like that. The way these cats are throwing money under the table, man, hey, you know, it wouldn't put it past me if it goes down like that.
That sounds like a Kovalev fan. Money,
that's exactly, money's getting what, that's exactly yeah, what on. It is. Willard, that's on, exactly people. What it is.
I mean, on, with the book is Hopkins.
I wonder how much
they
got, though. I wonder how much them judges got, though. I am curious to know. Did they settle for like 20 at like $30,000, like little small amounts like that? Or did they ask for like $75,000, $150,000 a piece and stuff?
Hey, Nino, what were you talking about? We're not listening to this guy. What were you saying? What do the bookies have of that?
Bookies have Hopkins as favorite. So he's something like 3-1 favorite, something like that. Mm. So
yeah, I mean, hey, I'm like, you know, I'm a Hopkins fan, but I saw the highlights of this guy just punching guys, knocking them out. I was like, oh shit, you know, that's how I feel. I feel like this could be one of those where you're like, oh shit.
Yeah, here cherry picking gone wrong, maybe. Yeah.
Hey, we definitely have to pull something out the hat, dirty tactic, to the highest level, man, to keep that guy off him, probably.
He might.
Yeah, but
I would love to see that. I would love to see him go out with one of the something so dirty that it's like, I don't know.
Damn.
I don't know. Like he put something on his glove and then rubs it on his eye and he's like, I can't see. And he like knocks him out. That would be good.
Yeah, but what's interesting is
that, should go out.
That Hopkins changed his name back to the Executioner in that one.
I like that. That means he's trying to go out. I mean, I like that. When I heard that, I like what I heard. You know, that means he's gonna try to execute this guy. So yeah, look for the dirty tactics. I want to believe that Hopkins knows what he's doing, but when I saw the highlights, I was like, man, let's just hope. So I'm picking Hopkins KO.
Hopkins KO, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Executioner. I'm going with my guy, dog.
And D.
Hey, y'all just picked. Klitschko?
No, I haven't picked him yet.
Hopkins.
I haven't picked him yet.
Oh, you haven't picked him yet.
Klitschko ain't damn near 60.
Yeah, he is. 40 is damn near 60.
Hey, man, so, I'm 40. I'm so 42, yeah, man. I still feel like I'm in my 20s sometime.
Yeah, sometime. Rarely.
Yeah, D, what's your pick? Hopkins.
I see Hop winning the decision. Squeezing out as unanimous.
Yeah. Yeah, I think also pretty close decision, probably. Barely, leaving the ring as a winner. Maybe getting hit a couple of times. Good snappy shots. So, yeah, he could have some trouble, but he'll just hug his way to victory, I think. And maybe headbutt a little bit, somebody like that.
Sounds good.
Maybe...
Sounds like a good strategy.
Roll on floor a little bit, fake low blows and all that.
Ball a couple of times.
Yeah.
Damn.
Get some points.
Yeah, try to get point deductions or something like that.
Yeah, he might put something in his eye, his own eye, and say, he put something in my eye. Like, look, it's there, and get him disqualified for the win. The double cross. Yeah, that would be good. But isn't Patty's guy fighting on the undercard? Or is that your guy? Somebody's guy is fighting on the undercard, right?
Usyk is fighting.
A Russian guy. I don't know his name. I've been watching him a little. Being signed, but looking at this guy, cruiserweight. He's talking about moving up to heavyweight. Weird name. Russian guy. I think he's German or Russian.
No, he's Ukrainian. Usyk.
Ukrainian. Okay. That fucker is good, man.
He's supposed to be like a bigger Lomachenko?
Something like that.
something like that. Whose guy was that? Was that your guy, Nino? Or was that Patty's guy?
No, Syme is very fond of him also.
But Syme ain't been on. It was on the show.
That was like, me. Hey, I said that he's...
That was you.
Sort of reminds me of a bigger Lomachenko.
Yeah, okay.
So
yeah.
He's...
So yeah, I was...
First fight he said in the U.S.
Yeah, first fight.
Right. This is chance to... That's what I said. I said I was going to check him out, and this is chance to prove something.
So he's...
Or is this going to be another European bum?
He'll be fighting Tabiso Mchunu, the guy who beat Eddie Chambers, I believe.
Right.
So both guys are a little defensive, maybe. So maybe Usyk will have to come out a little bit more and then try to impress people in his U.S.
He's got
debut.
To.
Yeah.
He's got one chance. He's got one chance with me. Usyk, if you're listening, you got one chance with me, bro. Better go out there and knock this guy out. At least look
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I mean, I always say, coming to the U.S. first fight, you got to impress. So that would be nice to see if he can.
Well, if he's the cruiserweight Lomachenko, then he will not impress his first American fight.
Damn.
But I gave Lomachenko another chance. I'm not. That's all I got for these Ukrainians. I gave Lomachenko his chance, so I'm giving this guy one chance. That's it. If you don't prove it, you're gonna be a bum to me forever. I don't care what you do. So, pick it up.
All right, fellas, I got to cut this loose, man. I'm running late. Nice chopping it up with y'all, Nino.
Yep.
As the wheels continue, I want to be back on again leading up to this Klitschko fight.
For sure.
Wouldn't mind doing that.
For sure.
And definitely appreciate talking to y'all guys.
Right. Yeah, thanks also, Willa, for coming on the program.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. The fans, they were tired of I heard it in the on the internet. You know, I've been putting my head to Twitter. My ears to Twitter. You know, the people were tired of that mayonnaise, that plain old plain Jane patty mayonnaise, and they wanted some mustard on their sandwich today. And so I gave it to them. Me and D, you know, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry that I had to come on with D and not RC, yeah. You know, the realest team, you know, but, you know, it's always a pleasure to come on with my man Nino. I love D. You know, you're one of my favorite guys, dog. So, you know.
All right. But if, all right, know, guys. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Appreciate it, man. All right, Nino.
Yeah, take care, and yeah, be sure to tune in next Sunday, where we'll hopefully have a real main show, and then also check out OTG on the social media sites.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.